Welcome to As It Is, a 30-minute program designed for English learners. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English. We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world.
With a victory in the state of Wisconsin, Texas Senator Ted Cruz slowed Donald Trump's push to capture the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Cruz called his victory in the Wisconsin Republican primary on Tuesday a turning point. He asked Republicans to rally around his candidacy to stop Trump. Edison Research questioned people who voted in the primary for the Associated Press and U.S. television networks. The researchers found that some Wisconsin voters were concerned and frightened about a possible Trump presidency. The businessman did not make a public appearance Tuesday night, but his campaign released a statement attacking Cruz. It read, "Ted Cruz is worse than a puppet. He is a Trojan horse being used by the party bosses attempting to steal the nomination from Mr. Trump." The Wisconsin defeat is one of several setbacks for the Trump campaign in the past few days. Last week, Trump had to explain his position on abortion after saying that there has to be some form of punishment for women who had the operation. Doctors use an abortion to end a pregnancy, resulting in the death of the fetus. Earlier, police in Florida brought charges against Trump's campaign manager after an incident involving a female reporter. The manager was accused of hurting the woman when she tried to question the candidate at a campaign event. In other well-publicized comments, Trump said that European countries are ripping off the United States and want to break up the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. As world leaders met recently to discuss ways to limit the spread of nuclear arms, Trump said that South Korea and Japan should develop nuclear arms to deal with the threat from North Korea. When reporters raised questions about the presidential race on Tuesday, President Barack Obama said, "We've got big issues around the world. People expect the President of the United States and the elected officials in this country to treat these problems seriously." This month, the race for the Republican presidential nomination moves to the northeastern states of New York and Pennsylvania. A recent poll found that Ted Cruz is now tied with Trump in the national survey. A month ago, the businessman was leading the Texas senator by nearly 20 percentage points. With the victory in Wisconsin, Cruz added the support of 30 more delegates to the Republican convention this summer. But Trump has 743 delegates compared to 517 for Cruz. A candidate will need 1,237 delegates to win the nomination. Next, Christopher Jones Cruz reports on an illegal visa program used to help foreign nationals stay in the United States.
United States officials say 21 people were arrested for their reported involvement in a plot to help foreign nationals stay in the country illegally. The program enabled over 1,000 foreigners to remain in the U.S. by claiming to work at or attend a university that does not exist. Officials say those arrested knew that the University of Northern New Jersey had no teachers, classes, or programs. But the defendants did not know it was created by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to help fight visa fraud. Paul Fishman is the federal government's top attorney for New Jersey. He told reporters that individuals and companies that help foreigners request visas began contacting the fake university soon after its creation in 2013. The Associated Press news agency reported that some defendants paid the federal agents operating the university thousands of dollars. In return, they received documents that showed students were attending classes or working for the school. This enabled the foreigners to keep their visas without attending classes. The students paid the visa brokers thousands of dollars for their help. The plot affected foreign nationals from more than 20 countries, but most of them were from India and China. They had entered the United States legally using non-immigrant student visas, but they wanted to stay in the U.S. longer, either by having their student visas extended or by being given work visas. U.S. Attorney Fishman said the government knows who these people are. He said they will be investigated by federal immigration officers, but not charged in the case. Most of them will be forced to leave the country. One law enforcement official told the New York Times newspaper that some of the students used the illegally given work visas to get jobs at Facebook and Apple. ABC News reported that another student with an illegal visa entered the Army. Government officials told the New York Times that most of the 1.2 million foreigners who entered the U.S. using student visas are attending legitimate universities. But there have been reports of student visa fraud across the country. This has caused immigration officials to worry about the country's security. They have been pressured to fully investigate those who seek visas to see if they have links to terrorism. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.
The Parliament of Myanmar has voted to give the head of the National League for Democracy another position. Mario Ritter has more.
Myanmar's parliament has created a new position for the head of the newly elected ruling party, Aung San Suu Kyi. Lawmakers voted Tuesday to establish the position of state counselor. The effort to make her the country's de facto top leader was launched last week. It was the first legislative act of the new parliament. Aung San Suu Kyi stated during the election campaign last year that she would hold a position above the president. She is also Myanmar's foreign minister and minister of the president's office. However, the Nobel Peace Prize winner is barred by the Constitution from being president because her children are foreign nationals. Military representatives hold 25% of the seats in Parliament under the Constitution set up by the former military government. They say the new position is unconstitutional. but the legislation passed easily because Aung San Suu Kyi's party, the National League for Democracy, holds a majority in parliament after the November 2015 election. President Tin Chaw is a close ally of Aung San Suu Kyi. He must now sign the legislation officially creating the position into law. Earlier this week, Aung San Suu Kyi met with China's foreign minister, Wang Yi. He congratulated Myanmar on its newly established civilian government. He also promised that China would pursue projects that would help both countries. China is the largest foreign investor in Myanmar and an ally of the former military government. However, China has been criticized for pursuing large-scale projects, such as a huge dam in northern Myanmar and a gas pipeline through Rakhine State. Critics say the projects are bad for the environment and exploit Myanmar, which is also known as Burma. After their meeting Tuesday, neither foreign minister said whether they discussed these controversial issues. They said only that they had discussed issues to improve bilateral economic and trade relations. I'm Mario Ritter.
The National Football League has chosen Twitter as its partner to deliver live coverage of Thursday night football games to a global audience. Marcia James has more.
The social media service Twitter has won the rights to broadcast Thursday night U.S. National Football League games. Twitter will live stream the 16 games online next season. The games will also be broadcast on television. National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell made the announcement Tuesday morning on Twitter. This fall, Thursday night football will be streamed live, so fans will see more of this, Goodell tweeted. The league offered the games to many other companies, including Facebook, Amazon, and Verizon. Verizon is in the last year of a sponsorship deal with the NFL. The league makes about $250 million per year from the deal. The exact terms of the NFL deal with Twitter were not available, but Twitter reportedly did not offer the most money of the bidders. Roger Goodell said there is a huge number of NFL-related messages on Twitter during football games. He says the organization wants to tap into that audience. He said, "Twitter is where live events unfold and is the right partner for the NFL as we take the latest step in serving fans around the world live NFL football." Twitter's stock value has decreased by more than 66% over the past year. As a result, investors have been pressuring Twitter to increase profits. Twitter shares rose by more than 3.5% in value after news spread about the company's deal with the NFL. Twitter's success is also measured by the number of active monthly users. Twitter has not had similar growth trajectory compared to the other social media sites like Facebook and Instagram. The NFL is hoping to reach new advertisers and viewers with the Twitter deal. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said the agreement is about transforming the fan experience with football. I'm Marcia James.
A 9-year-old reporter is defending her work after people in her small Pennsylvania town criticized her for covering a murder. They said Hildy Kate Leshak should be playing with dolls or having tea parties instead of covering a serious crime. Hildy runs the Orange Street News in her hometown of Selinsgrove, Pennsylvania, 240 kilometers northwest of Philadelphia. The young reporter got a tip that something happened in her town on April 2nd. At the scene, she got details of the crime and later that day posted a story and a video clip on her website, OrangeStreetNews.com. In the video, she said a man was suspected of murdering his wife with a hammer. Standing near a police vehicle, Hildy said, "I'm working hard on this investigation." She beat the regular news media to the story. But soon after she posted her story, the negative comments started on her Facebook page and YouTube channel. People said she should play with dolls instead, and they questioned her parents' judgment in letting her report the story. Hildy's reaction? "It kind of gets me angry because just because I'm 9 doesn't mean I can't do a great story," she said to the Associated Press. "It doesn't mean I can't be a reporter." On her YouTube channel, Hildy reads some of the angry comments aimed at her. She wears a red bow in her hair and a button that says, "I love free speech." She smiles after she reads aloud this one: "I am disgusted that this cute little girl thinks she is a journalist. What happened to tea parties?" Another critic wrote, 9-year-old girls should be playing with dolls, not trying to be reporters." In another video response, Hildy defends her work. "I know this makes some of you uncomfortable, and I know some of you just want me to sit down and be quiet because I'm 9, she says. "But if you want me to stop covering news, then you get off your computer and do something about the news. There, is that cute enough for you?" she asks. She has run the Orange Street News since 2014. She gets some help from her father, Matthew Leshak, a former reporter for the New York Daily News. Her 12-year-old sister, Isabel, handles videos and photos. At first, it was a newspaper for her family, written in crayon. But now it has become a community news provider, with short stories posted on a website and a Facebook page. Some of the other stories she has reported on have been drug use by middle school-age children in a park, and several acts of property damage. Hildy has also written about the many empty storefronts in downtown Selinsgrove. Matthew Leshak said the comments on his daughter's stories are usually positive. Leshak said when he worked for the Daily News, sometimes he would take her along on the job. "She found journalism really interesting, and my older daughter, too," he said. "They would ask lots of questions." He told the AP that she usually is not bothered by comments and usually does not read them. But the Tea Party comment, he said, really lit a fuse under her. I'm Ann Ball.
This is what's trending today. A new study suggests you might be a better English speaker than the candidates running for President of the United States. Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, studied the candidates' grammar and vocabulary. The researchers at the school's Language Technologies Institute say Donald Trump has the lowest score out of five candidates. He used fifth-grade-level grammar and vocabulary at the level of an average seventh grader. The researchers also studied Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio. The candidates were compared to Abraham Lincoln, who was president over 150 years ago, President Barack Obama, and former presidents George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Ronald Reagan were also studied. They found that Lincoln used the best grammar. Reagan's speeches had the most developed vocabulary. Among the current candidates, the study finds Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont has the best vocabulary. The study used the speeches each candidate made to start their campaigns. The study says the candidates change their vocabulary and grammar based on who is listening. They have also been making their words and ideas easier to understand as the campaign continues. The researchers say it is not a perfect analysis. People usually speak in simpler, less formal style than they write. And that's what's trending today. I'm Bruce Alpert.
Next, Marcia James returns to bring us this week's Personal Technology Report.
Some people can live wherever they want, but all of us can dream. Perhaps you want to move somewhere else and make a change. Maybe you just want to shake things up a little. Some jobs let us live almost anywhere. Today, many positions require only an internet connection. If you want to find the perfect place to live, you might spend weeks doing research on cities around the world. Or you could use the Teleport website. It is set up to help you discover the best place for you. The website's developers once worked for Skype. Teleport helps you search for places to live based on personal preferences, your own likings and dislikes. Teleport may help you decide where to go or dream about where to move someday. It can also make you better appreciate and value the area where you are living now. To get started, go to the Teleport website and create an account. Users can choose from among different preferences to find the best city for them to live in. The search for ideal cities is based on you telling Teleport what is important to you. The site gives 20 categories to choose from. The groupings include cost of living, job market, climate, language, pollution, safety, traffic, and internet speed. No city will likely be a perfect match for you. One issue or another might influence the website's results, but Teleport can show you which cities are the best based on your preferences. Teleport lists over 150 places. If an area is not listed, you can vote to add it to the site. Start by completing the personal data information. You tell Teleport where you are living now, the kind of job you have, your monthly earnings, and budget requirements. You will be asked to list the earnings and budget requirements in United States dollars or other currencies, such as euros, British pounds, and Chinese yuan. This might seem like a lot of personal information to share with strangers. But Teleport says it does not share the information with others unless the account holder agrees, the website is sold, or when required to by law. The site also says it may contact the account holder for marketing purposes, but the person can stop its emails at any time. With Teleport's help, you can decide whether you want to live in an area that has a higher or lower cost of living than where you live now, or choose a place with costs similar to your current location. Within each preference are choices for you to identify. For example, under traffic, you can let Teleport know how much you hate traffic and how you like to travel, by car, public transportation, riding a bicycle, and or walking. The housing choices are limited. You will have a choice of either a 1 or 3 bedroom rental home, but the result will give you a general idea of housing costs in cities. If a category is not important to you, do not mark any of the choices within that preference. Teleport uses the information you provide to create a bar graph showing you a list of your ideal cities. The picture has colors showing you how closely matched each preference is for that city. If the results do not show areas where you would like to live, you may want to change the preferences. You can also remove whole continents where you do not want to live. If you have chosen living cost as one of your preferences, you will see a column to the right of the bar graph. The column shows how much more or less each city will cost you to live in compared to where you live now. You can see the relative cost of living in each city in your chosen currency. If cost of living is your most important consideration, use the Best Budget tab at the top of the page to see cities rated in order of their cost. If you are interested in living in a city that did not make the list based on your preferences, you can search for it on Teleport. Enter the name of the city and the site will show you information about living there. Use the Compare Cities tool to see two cities side by side and compare places to live. You can see which of the two cities will best meet your needs. Teleport will show you how both cities compare to your preferences and cost of living. You can also compare issues such as weather and the average pay for your job. Under the Score Data section, you can see how each city compares to where you live now. I'm Marcia James.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.